Good morning. It's March 27th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a striking surge that's capturing the attention of investors worldwide, Bitcoin's price has rocketed past $70,000, with eyes now set on an ambitious target of $100,000 by the end of 2024. This bullish sentiment is further fueled by the endorsement of Robert Kiyosaki, the renowned author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, who's not only a vocal supporter but is also increasing his stake in Bitcoin by planning to purchase an additional 10 BTC before the much-anticipated halving event in April. Market optimism is palpable, with the Fear and Greed Index hitting 75, a clear sign of the greed and bullish sentiment coursing through the veins of the cryptocurrency market. This enthusiasm isn't just limited to Bitcoin. The non-fungible token NFT sector is also experiencing a significant upswing. Bitcoin NFT sales volume has surged by 45% in the last 24 hours alone, reaching a notable $15 million. Meanwhile, Ethereum, Solana, and Polygon-based NFT collections are also witnessing considerable growth in trading sales volume. Dogecoin, the meme-inspired cryptocurrency, has seen an impressive 42% rally over the past week. However, amidst this euphoria, technical indicators hint at a potential correction on the horizon that could see Doge prices plummet by 26%. Meanwhile, the London Stock Exchange is gearing up to introduce exchange-traded notes for Bitcoin and Ethereum by May 28, though these will be exclusively available to professional investors. In the realm of innovation, a new cryptocurrency named Green Bitcoin is making waves in its early access presale phase, having already raised over $9 million. Its contract has been thoroughly audited by CoinSalt, ensuring its integrity and security. As we edge closer to the Bitcoin halving, the anticipation builds, with expectations of a positive impact on market prices due to the reduced supply of Bitcoin and a potential increase in demand. The cryptocurrency and NFT markets are bustling with activity and opportunity, underscored by the strategic moves of investors like Kiyosaki and the growing interest in diverse digital assets. As the landscape continues to evolve, the importance of seeking expert insights and conducting thorough research before making any financial decisions has never been more crucial. In a groundbreaking move that sends ripples through the cryptocurrency world, KuCoin and its founders find themselves at the heart of a legal storm. This story not only shakes the foundations of one of the crypto industry's major players, but also sets a precedent in the ongoing debate over the classification of digital assets. KuCoin, a global cryptocurrency exchange, along with its founders Chun Gan and K.E. Tang, faces criminal charges in the United States. The charges include allegations of operating without proper licenses for money transmission and violations of the Bank Secrecy Act. Adding to the company's woes, the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or CFTC, has filed a civil lawsuit against KuCoin for failing to register as a futures commission merchant, swap execution facility, or designated contract market. In a significant development, the CFTC has officially classified Ethereum and Litecoin as commodities. This decision is pivotal, reaffirming the CFTC's claim to regulate the digital assets industry and marking a key moment in the legal debate over whether cryptocurrencies should be treated as securities or commodities. The complaint points to Bitcoin, Ether, and Litecoin, highlighting the ongoing regulatory tug-of-war with the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, over who has jurisdiction over the crypto sector. Despite these legal challenges, KuCoin reassures its users that their assets are secure and that the company is actively seeking clarification and resolution through their legal team. However, the exchange's native token, KCS, has seen a significant drop in value, falling 13.5% in the past 24 hours. KuCoin, boasting a user base of 30 million registered across more than 200 countries, advises its customers to conduct thorough market research before making any crypto investments. This case not only underscores the complexities of cryptocurrency regulation, but also signals a potentially new era of oversight and classification of digital assets. As the legal proceedings unfold, the entire crypto industry watches closely, aware that the outcomes could shape the regulatory landscape for years to come. In a move that highlights the growing concerns around data privacy and cryptocurrency, Portugal's data regulator, CNPD, has put a temporary stop to Sam Altman's ambitious WorldCoin project. The initiative, which has been trading cryptocurrency for facial scans, is now under the microscope for potentially unauthorized collection of biometric data, particularly from minors, and for not providing adequate information to those whose data it collects. The WorldCoin project has rapidly gained traction, enlisting over 4.5 million participants worldwide, with a significant footprint of 300,000 individuals in Portugal alone. This innovative approach to cryptocurrency distribution has not been without its hurdles, facing regulatory challenges across Europe, including Spain and Germany, as it navigates the complex landscape of data protection laws. Despite the regulatory headwinds, WorldCoin's native token, WLD, has remained resilient in the face of adversity. The token has recently seen a surge in both trading volume and price, reaching highs of $9.43, and is anticipated to encounter resistance at the $9.5 mark. This financial performance is noteworthy, especially considering the current regulatory scrutiny. WorldCoin has responded to the suspension by asserting its compliance with all relevant laws and regulations. The project has introduced personal custody as a measure to give users more control over their data, signaling a proactive stance towards addressing privacy concerns. Pedro Trincao Marques, the company's Europe operations manager, has expressed a commitment to cooperate fully with the CNPD and to uphold a zero-tolerance policy for the unauthorized collection of data. As the 90-day suspension unfolds, the outcome of the CNPD's investigation will be crucial for WorldCoin's future in Portugal and potentially beyond. The project's ability to navigate these regulatory challenges while maintaining the trust of its users and the value of its token will be a significant test of its model and mission. In a significant crackdown on financial misconduct, the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, has taken decisive action against entities leveraging cryptocurrency to undermine international sanctions. This move underscores the growing concern over the digital currency's role in global conflicts and illicit activities. The sanctions target 13 Russia-linked fintech companies and two individuals accused of using cryptocurrency to evade bans and fund the ongoing war against Ukraine. These entities are reported to have provided essential services to dark web marketplaces already under sanctions, facilitating the evasion of U.S. restrictions. Moreover, a Cyprus-based company, found to be majority owned by one of the sanctioned fintech entities, has also been included in this round of sanctions. As a result of these measures, all property and interests in property of these designated persons that are in the United States or in the possession or control of U.S. persons are now blocked. This action is part of a broader strategy by the U.S. Treasury to disrupt the financial networks that support sanctioned Russian financial institutions and their attempts to reconnect with the global financial system. Despite the challenges posed by the inherent transparency of cryptocurrency transactions, which allows for the tracking of funds through public block explorers, the U.S. Treasury's efforts have reportedly led to a decline in crypto-related money laundering activities. This is indicative of the effectiveness of targeted financial sanctions in combating illicit financial flows. In related developments, the closure of COMEX, a prominent Russian cryptocurrency exchange, marks a significant moment of uncertainty for Russia's crypto market. This event is a direct consequence of the intensifying sanctions regime and its impact on the operational viability of crypto businesses linked to sanctioned entities. Undersecretary Brian E. Nelson has emphasized the importance of due diligence, urging readers to independently verify facts and consult with professionals before making decisions based on the content of these reports. This advice is particularly pertinent in the rapidly evolving landscape of cryptocurrency and international finance, where the stakes for compliance and due diligence have never been higher. In a bold stride towards the future, Tether, the leading issuer of stablecoins, has unveiled Tether Data, its ambitious foray into the artificial intelligence arena. This initiative not only aims to bridge the gap between blockchain and AI, but also seeks to revolutionize the accessibility and efficiency of AI technologies. Tether's venture into AI is marked by a strategic investment in Northern Data Group, coupled with an aggressive global recruitment campaign targeting top-tier AI talent. The company is on the lookout for key positions, including a head of AI research and an AI engineer, signaling its serious commitment to this new division. At the heart of Tether Data's mission is the development of open-source multimodal AI models. These models are designed to democratize AI technology, making it more available to the masses, and to integrate AI solutions seamlessly into Tether's market-driven products. Paolo Arduino, Tether's CEO, has articulated the company's vision to push the boundaries of AI technology while ensuring privacy with open AI technologies. This reflects Tether's long-standing commitment to innovation and its strategy to diversify its technological portfolio. This expansion into AI by Tether is more than just a new business venture. It represents a significant milestone in the convergence of cryptocurrency and artificial intelligence. The implications of this fusion are vast, promising to reshape both sectors in ways we are just beginning to comprehend. This has been your Daily Brief in Crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.